This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt Bay Harbor and Recreation District has announced that Larry Etker has been hired as the district's new executive director. Etker was approved by a 4-1 vote, with Commissioner Larry Doss casting the lone no vote, and he will begin his first day on the job tomorrow. Etker comes to the Harbor District after serving as the longtime community development director for the city of Arcata, and he has a history with the Harbor District as well, having served on the district's Economic Development Committee. Congressman Jared Huffman's office issued a statement regarding the federal grant funding that has been directed toward Humboldt State University in the 2017 fiscal year. HSU has received $5.4 million to expand its research and meaningful education programs, and funding was received from the Department of Education, Fish and Wildlife, and the Small Business Administration. School President Lisa Rossbacher said that the funds are important because they allow undergraduates to conduct research and do special projects with faculty members. The Humboldt Builders Exchange teamed up with the Boys and Girls Club to make improvements to the Eureka facility. Tony Lucchese and Pacific Builders installed 15 new windows, and Stewart Telecommunications also stepped up to install new phone lines in the admin offices. There is further work to be done, as more windows will be replaced, and work to upgrade the building's frame and insulation is needed as well. The County Department of Public Health has purchased 3 kiosks that will be used for the disposal of used syringes in Eureka as part of a plan to remove needle litter from the city. The kiosk will be placed in DHHS offices and provide a place for the safe disposal of the used needles. On a related note, the Board of Supervisors have sent a letter to State Assembly member Susan Eggman, who included Humboldt County on a list with 7 other counties, to take part in a pilot program for safe injection sites. That's where users of heroin and other intravenous drugs could safely inject themselves under the supervision of medical staff. The letter states that no authorities in Humboldt County were contacted or consulted during the crafting of Assembly Bill 186, and that the county is not prepared for injection facilities, and they wish to be removed from the bill. A man with a felony warrant out in his name was arrested by sheriff's deputies after residents in a Humboldt Hill neighborhood reported suspicious activity. 29-year-old Anthony Maylell was seen prowling around parked cars on David Court Saturday morning. When deputies reached the area, Maylell fled on foot and was caught as he tried to climb over a fence. Following a short struggle, Maylell was arrested and booked into county jail. A sheriff's deputy who was wounded in the shoulder during a shooting incident in Ferndale on Saturday is at home and is expected to fully recover. The deputy and a sergeant had responded to a residence on Campini Avenue and were confronted by 30-year-old Hugo Aguirre, who was armed with a shotgun. He fired at the officers and was shot 3 times in return. Aguirre was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment, and he faces a list of charges. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.